Yo, welcome back to Project Jira. Rishav here, another podcast, another video, and this is on the third marathon. You can tell I'm standing up and starting things out a little bit different on this particular video. Let's be honest, that was just because I wanted to capture the essence of this particular video podcast by standing up and capturing the fact that we're going to be moving throughout this entire video. So that was for the thumbnail. It's just a thumbnail pic. But again, relief shelter description in the, you know, all the usual jazz in the description below covers exactly what it's all about. Relief shelter, it's like life, RL, authentic VR, and being real, and all the jazz. So we have a lot to get through. This one, I'm going to increase the gain on the mic here because we're going to be moving around the room and showcasing certain aspects, and then I'm also going to move it to dynamic now. So. Or maybe not yet. So we mentioned previously that in the podcast, maybe before this one, so that would be like a full day, 24 hours, we have completely, you know, packed up everything. Not everything, it's just clothing that needs to be packed up. But the rest of the room that is needing to be packed up and stored away and shelved away and into portable, accessible, easily movable parts and crates, it's already been done. The only thing that hasn't been packed away are the things that need to stay. So for example, at least temporarily, staying temporarily for the next month or so. Like the office desk, the laptop, the setup here, as well as the bedding, and that's about it, the mattress. But everything else that needs to move, you know, all the, you know, toiletries, the crates, the books, the clothing that is extra. Yeah, some clothing will have to stay too for the couple weeks, at least the month. But all that stuff is already ready to go. So we're going to cover logistics very soon, very shortly. So we'll get to that in the latter half of this particular video. And we definitely will get there. I will mention that. But because we thought we were going to cover this in the previous one, and we didn't manage to make it there. What we're going to do right now, actually, is I just covered in the previous podcast, right, Bluebird self-storage, right? And we actually covered two different self-storage services, although we explored a great variety of them. So whatever is relevant, you know, there's all sorts of different companies across the world. Depending on which country you're living in, you'll have a different company. So I have some stuff you want to showcase. Yeah, here's like some stuff for regarding to laundry and what I need to do to prepare myself for the transition phase. So the transitioning phase means I have to use different clothing, right? And I have very limited options now. Most of my stuff is put away inside of boxes. You have to really think about this, and then have to move some stuff out of the uniform that I was usually wearing. So we'll cover the stuff that's been moved out. I just showcased to you. Oh, it's very loud. It's also metal, so it's very loud. Oh, some bitch, man. Shut the fuck up, man. All right, that's why these key, they're not keys, sorry, they're these metal clinks. The clinks on a chain are so, you know, obnoxiously loud. So we have here forms, and this is not actually form what's on top. And you can't read it for obvious reasons. So, but underneath, if I showcase it a little bit, right, is the lease. So the leash, right? So for example, today, and we're diving right into the content now, right? So this is relevant to the previous podcast and the previous couple episodes. This is the third marathon. We're focused more on moving, changing residency, that stuff like that. And so in this case, we have the forms here. I'm just making sure the game's not funny. Yeah, it's a little further away anyways. So tune it down a little bit. Maybe turn back to cardioid for a second. So the backdrop, we have the lease that we signed, a rental lease for the storage unit where we're going to be placing most of our valuables and belongings and stuff like that, and furniture. It's not for one of the companies that I've shown, obviously. You know, it's just like, why would I showcase, you know, which company I'm partnering with on stream, you know. But, you know, I detailed to you guys the research that I did into a variety of companies and the booking and some reservations to take tours, but we decided on a very different one, obviously. So then behind, we have the paperwork. We actually went in person today, or well, not today, I'm recording a post, you know, it's retrospective. But, you know, before this, you know, just about 12 hours ago, no, but full 18 hours ago. Went in the morning, signed a lease. I already received a tour about the day beforehand. Great company, great owner. It's two ladies. One of them is like very customer service oriented. She's very energetic, very outgoing, and she really accommodated for my situation. She understood my situation very well. And, you know, she sort of got me like a slightly better place than I would have gotten originally because I reserved a different unit. And then the manager, she was very much more calculated, much more stoic. And she even mentioned straight up to my face, she's like, you know, unfortunately, I don't have a customer mindset. You know, I always look at things from more of like operational, and I totally understand that. So anyways, the two of them, what a powerful duo. And they're managing this business for the self-storage and stuff like that. And so I went over there, and I'm very grateful to them because we had, you know, genuine, helpful conversations. And, you know, they showcased, you know, the unit that I was seeking out. I demonstrated them that I did the research, companies that they purchased, the warehouses used to be something that was owned by one was purchased over the other. There's an acquisition recently, you know, and, you know, the locks, the security, you know, making sure that these are not like the standard Dudley locks. These are ones that you need to grind away. You can't just clamp it off. So there's a lot of stuff, and there's finances, of course, right? You know, is there a promotion right now? You know, how much is the monthly payment? Are there administrative fees? Are there, you know, and how much does it cost and stuff like that? And then, you know, getting all that stuff down on paper, all that paperwork is right here. And, you know, offered me an email draft as well as hard copy. So I'm definitely going to have to hop over to my email later on in one of these videos episodes, marathon 3, and, you know, just kind of briefly skim through that during the privacy graphic. Okay, all right, so that's a lot of cover, right? And, you know, I'm not, it's a very loaded piece of paper that you can just see. It's just a piece of paper, really. That's what's behind the scenes, right? That's relationships, organizations, residency, storage. Okay, on top of that, we also have some printout from the library. I went to the library, local library, and I printed out a draft, an excerpt, as I mentioned, maybe about 5 to 10 episodes ago, with the community organization that has a food bank as well as a housing caseworker who I'm working with. I still need to get back to him again because it's all back and forth, but I need to get a template here and draft it properly, like a proper, kind of like a news report, proper journalism, right? That is not, you know, we want it to be impartial, right? Compared to nowadays, the past couple decades, it's always been very partial, very, you know, subjective and very politicized reporting. So it is more like a, you know, you could think of like, I wouldn't call it a police report. It's not like a criminal report, but it is a report that is, you know, factual. Okay. A recount of the timeline events kind of thing. And so I have basically a draft here that was, you know, poorly written. I just kind of scuffed this out. It wasn't really good. But for the record, at least we had something to work with, and I was able to receive a lot of great feedback from my caseworker. So we have a draft here, and it's not anything what will, it's going to be completely different, right? This is just going to give us like a short synopsis to my caseworker. Oh, okay, here's kind of like the detailed events, and give me a lot of feedback about, oh, you know, in terms of severity, will this be, this will not be as successful, this would be, and how to properly phrase it. Okay, so I'll put that to the side, and this is actually to go into region like D, where the luggage is. I'm not gonna point out where it is. All right, I'm looking at time. Paperwork always takes a lot of time, just like blogs, articles, right? Any sort of reading, covering a book, takes a lot of time, takes a lot out of me. So I'm not going to risk missing out the entire room. We're gonna do it now. Let's change the settings. Let's increase the gain on the mic. Let's get it to dynamic. And I wanna mention very briefly that, you know, as I mentioned laundry, so this stuff here, I mentioned I wanted to cover the same time with lease, but it obviously took too much time. We may cover at the end of this video. Hopefully we can get rid of that as well. But, you know, laundry's happening, right? That's what I wanted to mention. So I have to be wary of that as well. I'm kind of juggling multiple different chores right now. So there's the washer downstairs, and I know it's going to finish in about like 20 minutes. So, all right, let's get on to it. Let's stand up. Okay, the mic is, I'm going to move the mic up. And increase the gain a little bit more even, and switch to dynamic, and okay, let's go. I'm going to adjust the camera so that you guys can actually see more of the room as it stands right now. All right, and a bit of me as well. So I think the major thing that you noticed at first was that obviously I'm not using the setup for the green key, the chroma key, the green screen, the photo booth, so the Fudesi stand that we set up a couple days ago. Not a couple of days, like this is a week, so 4 months ago. And it's crazy how time flies. So this thing here is, I moved this side block of the bed, and it's usually in this kind of middle area. It doesn't really have a name for it because it's just a hallway, so there's no items there. But behind you is basically where the office is set up, if I may. This is what is, and I hope that the cord stays intact so that it doesn't lose sight of the camera. But you can see here, this right here is the set, is the ring lights. Sorry for the heavy contrast. There's a ring light there, and if I go down, you can see there's a laptop, right? So this is all the setup. This is the office, basically. It's very messy right now. And then there's paper right here, nutrition and stuff like that. I apologize, you know, sorry guys, that's a pretty shit view, let's be honest, but you know, it gives you a good idea of how things were kind of. Over here is all the kind of office and work related material and all the studio work. Behind me, of course, is the rest of the room, and over to the left and to the right. And so I'm going to, let's kind of start in this kind of clockwise fashion, or maybe we'll do it functionally. We'll think about structure and function, right? Goes back to throwback to biology, purpose, and also form. So let's see, the most important part for me was getting the empty space here freedom so that I could move stuff around. And so let's start off with sleep. Move off to the left side. This is usually region G, where the bed is. I just pick one star and move out. That's where the green screen was, so it's a good place to start off. And if I move this to the side, you can see behind it, that's where the bed is. This is staying. Nothing here changes, because I do have to sleep, okay? But then behind it, on that side, there used to be region D with all of the food and perishables. You can see it's actually moved behind the screen now, very close to the entrance. The whole point is to move it as close to the entrance so that when we move out, we'll be able to do it quick and snappy, because there's a certain time frame we've got to be in order to not bump into certain very abusive individuals inside the household. And so as a result, yeah, again, volume is very important. So at the side here, we have the backdrop. We have maybe all the gifts and the decorative wear, gifts for other people, for people I really care deeply about. Gifts I received, also food and things that are supposed to go in and out of the room. Definitely have been shifted over from the corner over to this side right behind the backdrop and green screen. On this note, so we're kind of moving in this kind of clockwise fashion or counterclockwise fashion, maybe. I don't know what it is. On the side here, right next to the, I mentioned, so here it is, of course, top right, here it is. Here's the ring light. You can see there's also that what there's like this red light there. There's some food at a backdrop. All this stuff here, there used to be some books and stuff and paperwork behind. I've taken away the stuff and then moved it away. We'll showcase it later. You can see all the food here that I want to, so the drinks here we finish over here on the side here, or keep it maintained just until for a couple weeks over here. And then food here that we purchased we'll be covering shortly in the next video or so. A lot of equipment though, most of it is just tech, right? Laptops, wires, we have nutritional supplementals here. Everything that we need actually that is temporarily needed is on this table, right? On this table. And we moved out anything that wasn't needed. So for example, on this side, huge stack of paper and office wear, a lot of you know, stationery, papers, envelopes, documents from, you know, banks and like government stuff. We moved it all the way over here on that side. You can see while we're at this, facing this angle here, there's another corner, and over there we used to be the laundry. Also had my fitness equipment, a little bit of it, and some books. So the main priority was that in that section we had the morning routine stuff. So I dubbed it the morning routine. And what I mean is, I'm going to turn towards me, but basically it's all empty now. And where we moved it is over to the side, again, to the very back. You can barely see it. You can see the crate from D2, the region D. But region B, right, which has all the fitness stuff that I'm talking about here, and as well as the book, is actually that kind of blue crate below. Okay, blue crate, you can see. All right, so let's move this back here. It's a real pain in the ass.
trying to hold and speak like this. So amateur-esque.
It's amateur-esque cinematography. Oh, okay. I'll sit down for a moment. My back needs a break. I dropped the gain a little bit. So when it comes to that kind of stuff, what we're just talking about, right, we should go to the back because it'd be easier for us to move everything out to the door on the side over there. So what we're trying to think of is, as we're moving things out, we want everything close as much as possible without obstructing the door frame. So it's over there. If I turn to the side here, you can see it very barely because it's just covered by all the stuff on the shelving over there. That's what we have planned. And so what was it talking about? Region B? Region B was where all the... Yeah, they even had some cutlery and kitchenware. So what we're going to do now is we're going to segue from the left to the right. And, oh, God. Man, this video's going to go on 16 minutes. So over there is a bunch of the toiletries and stuff. So toilet paper, cleaning stuff like Febreze and, soap and stuff like that, boring stuff. We also have a lot of storage, so there's a lot of books over there. And I think that was supposed to be Region B before, whatever. I don't know, man. And the very it goes all the way down straight up. It's like 5 grade stack back to back. And on top of that, at the very top, you can see there's even a shelf. You can't tell it's a shelf, but it's basically wrapped up in a black plastic bag. That shelf is actually for this office desk right here. I took it out, wrapped it inside a black plastic bag so that none of the contents fall out and we don't have to clean, we don't have to end up reorganizing everything. In addition, you can see over there. So all this stuff here we're trying to cover in the next video. It's just products we purchased, like food and stuff. But below it, there's actually another shelf here, right? There's another shelf. And below that, there's a bunch of smaller items of Amazon carton boxes. So Amazon boxes we purchased from Amazon. And then we repurposed. Initially, they were just kind of empty, but now we have filled them with not just packaging, but also a bunch of stuff that needs to be stored away. So, some equipment relating to furniture, to rollerblading, sportswear, as well as fitness and stuff like that put inside. Any sort of packaging material, any sort of wrapping paper, wrapping plastics inside as well. On the left-hand side, and for the record, if I could showcase to you right now, if I flip the camera, you can see that the shelving is in. See that it's empty, right? So that's what that's all about. The shelves are wrapped up. On this angle, we have B. Yeah, this is gonna be a full video. We can't actually cover anything related to this stuff here that we wanna cover the food. Those are basically today's purchases. Okay, and we can't even cover the laundry stuff, but again, that'll be next video. Over here, it's very physically oriented. Obviously, if we're talking about Marathon 3 focused on residentials, everything is gonna be so physical, right? It's gonna be a lot like my older videos way back when I was in, when this project was before the predecessor, the Hour Project, very physical. Over here on the side, we have like a lot of stuff that I want to donate. I call this the donation region. So it's like you could say region, I don't know, region G, I mean region H or something like that. Is that it's basically stuff that I just want to give away. It doesn't even have its own region, I would say, but it's kind of like a subsection of another. So it's like D, D5 instead of like D1. And there's three bags here at least, all just clothing, summer wear. Some were passed down, some were, winter wear that I purchased that I didn't need and I just want to donate and, donation box, pass it to Red Salvation Army or whatever, UNICEF, I could also pass on, here's an idea, right, I had given to the community organizations that I'm right now receiving aid from, so it's kind of like a giving back to them, the community organization, as well as the long-term senior home who's trying to reach out to me right now, so I really appreciate that. It's always helpful to have aid. And then we have some laundry detergent there as well, so it's like just some stuff here that's largely not what we're going to keep. It's consumable or it's meant to be donated. Okay, let's switch on to the main topics, really juicy portion of the room. And I'm glad that I do have time. So we have here this entire section here. You can see this is, I believe, region E and F consecutively. So F would be the shelf, I believe, and E would be this region here with above like this box here. Needless to say, this is all the, you can tell it's a lot of heavy equipment. We're talking about, for example, tools, hardware tools. We're talking about like electronics and like laptops and gadgets and stuff like that. We're talking also about some boxes here, which are storage of like spare paperwork materials or legacy content. Legacy material from old courses back in like secondary. And a lot of binders, a lot of stationery, like I said. Over there, we have some heavy duty, you know, steel tipped, steel toed shoes and boots. All the outdoor wear on this side here as well. You see, there are bags, there's a jacket, I should mention that as well. Lots of equipment here. There's like, for me having PTSD, I tend to wear, when I was coping pretty hard, I would wear like these like back straps and like a drop leg with stuff like that. And then, you know, multiple audio devices to record and to read and stuff like that. And then it's all over there. Okay. And then you can see plastered on the wall, there's some stuff that I used to heavy cope, like truth is moral and stuff like that. And you're alone. Of course, this is back when people were actually quite, this is actually a common theme. Probably in, like, if you just go back to like 2015, a lot of people were like really unhappy, stuff like that. Because we were just kind of kids and didn't know what the hell we were doing. Or maybe we knew, but we just hadn't developed, you know, we hadn't matured yet. Not enough time had passed, and we hadn't, you know, started getting our shit together, I guess you could say. We knew what we had to do, but there just wasn't enough time. We didn't take action, or we didn't take action. Anyways, that's that. So down here we have all the books here and stuff like that as well. So behind that shelf we have also region E, F. That shelf is completely empty now. So region F usually has a very bottom shelf, all books. Then in the middle rack is all like that. We've all basically taken that and put it inside those. You see those two? You see one of them. And there's another one underneath near the door. Two black plastic bags, all the clothing that was inside on the shelves. And the books, by the way, have been all placed into one of those crates on the side there. So you can see now, again, we're covering the real crux of the room. Lo-fi and chill. It's behind there, you can't see it, and you don't have to see it. Okay. Anyways, so we put those two bags up there. The shelf is completely empty, so it's easy to move now. It's light, and the bags have clothing. And on top of the clothing is all the stuff you may see on top, you know, first aid kit, also the motorcycle helmet. Most of the stuff there, like a scarf and stuff like that, are things that I'm going to currently use. So it's easily accessible for me to basically leave the room and get back inside the room to get dressed. As it currently stands, I still do, in fact, kind of live here. Right, so then in addition to that, we're gonna obviously move all the stuff, and then we'll have to find another place to put the stuff that we actually need to keep to wear. It won't be difficult because where we're gonna place it, obviously, it's clothing and equipment inside the closet. So that's the next region we can talk about. I have to mention that hasn't changed all too much in the middle section. There has been just maybe two pieces of clothing, like jackets, that I've taken out, and but you know, there's not been a lot of place to, there's not a whole lot of reason to organize that because it's already very well organized. And the only thing we had to do is stuff all the clothing into plastic bags, multiple bags, and that's it. What I will say that is that there was a pillow there, for example, that I have stored away inside of another bag with the blankets and stuff. And, you know, just make sure that, you know, I do a check, you know, I noticed the fax machine there, that was a gift from a previous colleague. And so that has been, I guess you could say, that has been has to be donated, or you know, we're not gonna keep doing that. I realize I'm doing a lot of this sitting down. I see. You know, how about this? Move the mic back down. Okay. Decrease the gain and turn it back to courtyard. And I realize the reason why this isn't gonna work, the reason why I don't have to increase the gain and walk around the room is because once again it's just at night, and you know, try to keep it down now. Things have settled a little bit better in terms of relations, It's less, a little bit less tense for certain people, a little bit more tense for others. Okay, so over here we have, you know, it's always like this. So we'll go to the side there and what you see. And I'm trying to get the mic adjusted. Apologies. But this is going to be the end of the video, pretty much. At the very backdrop there. Sorry, can you see my finger? Let's make sure I'm orienting myself properly. It's supposed to be higher. That's why I don't have the, it's weird. I don't do a lot of like the, you can tell I don't do a lot of like selfie or self recordings, with my arms. So I'm not a very good cameraman. You could say I'm pretty shit cameraman. It's pretty messed. Anyways, at the backdrop there. Yeah, there's a fax machine that needs to be donated. And then there was actually a crate where that lamp is, that white lamp I'm pointing with the finger right now. That lamp actually right there is supposed to, I'm supposed to look at the camera too. Jeez. Right. Yeah. So that lamp right there was over here behind like this corner, like that corner next to the table office. And so where is that crate? It's filled with all the books and it's shelved over here on the side. So what's here on the side? So now I will mention, of course, briefly, there's some stuff we need to keep. There's like the toiletries, some floss. Everything looks really messy because it is pretty messy. There's even some stuff that I'm going to give away that I don't need. So over there, there's like some, you know, looks like some soap as well. Some like moisturizer. I don't really need it. I just bought it because I thought I might use it. But at the very top, and then it didn't have the right ingredients. And the very top inside the closet, I forgot to mention this. So we didn't change very much in terms of the closet in the middle region. But above, you can see there's a lot of crates and boxes. And those are like supplements. So that's like a lot of business inventory and stuff like that. That I actually use, I mean, I consume a lot of that kind of stuff. And then there's also stuff that I would give away, or you know, have for other clients. And so it's kind of up there with some security camera and stuff like that. There's also some a box for cutlery and other, you know, brushing your teeth, that kind of stuff, like toiletries. It's all shelved way up there. And we just kind of reorganized everything and made sure that everything was kind of sealed almost. We haven't taped anything, but they're ready to be sealed, so we just close all the lids, put it on the side. Yeah, so that's also region C. So I mentioned, of course, that we're going to move that kind of once we moved our way all this stuff, we're going to have to take the stuff we're going to wear, put it inside the closet. Time is tight, we're 27 minutes in. We can finally wrap up this last one, and this is very important. You can see a mess down here. We'll talk about the mess in the next video because like there's so little time left remaining on this video. Going to go into 30 minutes if I don't. But at the very top there, we have, you know what? I mentioned there's some stuff we're gonna throw away anyways, right? The garbage. So sure, let's cover it. At the very bottom, we had spilled some Wendy's root beer drink. And that was pretty shit. In conversation, and then I knocked over it. Spilled over, we had to clean it up. You can see that's why there's like paper towels. And those are all nasty and wet. Thankfully, the drink that I purchased was a zero sugar drink. Otherwise, it would have been, you know, filled with pants and whatnot. We wiped it down, it would have been really sticky, but it's not. It's just like mostly water. Think about that, like a root beer, but without sugar. So down here, sounds gross, right? All right, down here we have those sandals. We just wiped it down. I want to mention briefly that basically what else is garbage in addition to the moisturizer that we give away is that you see all that plastic there. That's actually supposed to be part of region D. And again, it's on the corner of the side. Behind the green screen. Oh shoot. Yeah, behind the green screen. But we moved it all out to the side, to the front here so that we can easily move it. Now, because it spilled the drink, this entire plastic wrap there, which is usually used as like a bedding for the luggage bag that I'm bringing in and out every day, it got really wet. It's dry now, but it was filled with like slightly sugary or some sort of carbonated drink. So inside there's a lot of the paper towels I used to wipe it. I didn't soak up all the water. It was a full drink. And so just everywhere. I soak it all up. And then I wrapped it inside that plastic. Now it's all to be tossed away. Which is good because at the end of the day I want to get rid of it anyway. It was just garbage. I didn't really know what to do with it. Okay. There's one last region there that's really important. I'm not going to cover it because there's just too much, man, in this video. It's 30 minutes now. I'm gonna call it quits. It's 29, 10 more seconds left. 9, 5, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right, so I'll peace out from here. And I gotta do the laundry right now, right? So I'm going downstairs to get the dryer machine. And I think we'll have to cover it tomorrow. I don't think I can cover the rest of this today, but we'll do our best. Okay, we'll see what happens. Thanks for tuning in to the third marathon, the beginning of the third marathon. Or really, it's not even the beginning necessarily. It's just, we just realized there should be a third marathon as of the previous episode. So moving and stuff like that. Again, if you have any really experiences, how do you organize your room? I know everything right now looks like a mess. It's chaotic. It's because it's not supposed to be like this. Believe me, trust me, it looks so much cleaner and more organized just a couple of days ago, man. It looks so much cleaner. But now we're just kind of, we're ready to move. Okay. So that's it. And thanks for tuning in. This is Rishav. I gotta go do laundry and stuff like that. See you guys next one. Peace out. And leave your comments and stories below. Okay. Check out the links. You know, check out all the archive stuff that I have. All right. See you there. Peace.